On the show today, we have NAFQ's very own Carrie Hunt talking about the USAA Wells Fargo remote deposit capture litigation and what it means for credit unions. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have NAFQ's very own Carrie Hunt. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Thank you for asking. Hey, there's been some more news about USAA and the Wells Fargo remote deposit capture litigation. And actually, I ran into you a month or so ago at one of your conferences out here in Southern California. Thank you guys for coming out, by the way. Got to be in our neck of the woods. So, but I wanted to talk to you about it. See, what's the latest on this litigation? What is going on? Because remote deposit capture is like near and dear to my heart. I love this service and I don't want to see it go away because of some sort of litigation, because a lot of credit unions out there, if not all of them, have this, and it's a wonderful service for anybody. So what's the latest going on here that you've heard?
Sure. As often happens with litigation, nothing is exactly straightforward and takes years to resolve. But let me just go back and give a little bit of background
Help
us to where we are. You know, so USAA has sued Wells Fargo in two separate lawsuits, actually, arguing that Wells Fargo has violated several of their patents. I don't know if you've ever looked at a patent, gone on...
Not on a daily basis, no.
I will say they are not necessarily easy for the layperson to read.
They
are very hyper-technical, and... usually any one piece of technology has multiple patents.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a camera, then there might be a patent for the lens.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a patent for some of the internal workings. So
mm-hmm.
USAA filed a number of different patents relative to its remote deposit capture technology, argued that, you know, Wells Fargo has violated that, and others, of course. Wells Fargo is a test case for USAA.
Oh, yeah.
Prior to those two lawsuits, though, USAA had been involved in other litigation with a company called, I might pronounce it wrong, MyTech.
Mm-hmm.
And they, some of their underlying technology is really what is at issue in some of this Wells Fargo litigation. So basically, you know, USAA sued Wells Fargo, and there was a jury trial, and the jury found in favor of USAA for $200 million. USAA, you know, has not had a huge response as yet, because, you know, Wells Fargo has asked the court to, you know, stay that judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially could appeal, but also has gone ahead and asked for a rehearing of that. In addition, relative to the other lawsuit that USAA filed against Wells Fargo, we had jury selection on January 6th. So we could, in very short order, have a decision in that case as
okay.
well.
Okay.
In terms of what some of this litigation potentially means for credit unions,
yeah.
you know, after USAA had some success relative with MyTech and coming up with some sort of a settlement,
mm-hmm.
that's when they started issuing these demand letters telling credit unions and others that they needed to enter into licensing agreements with USAA because this technology violated their patents. And at that point in time, a lot of credit unions went back to their vendors and looked at those contracts, really how this potential litigation impacts credit unions is going to be dependent on those contracts with those vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge percentage of these contracts does have indemnification for the credit union. But bottom line, as you started out the conversation, all credit unions or most of credit unions have this technology. It's a great technology.
Yeah,
how do we move forward? So I do not think that the issue of whether or not these patents have been violated is going to be resolved anytime soon. So in addition to these Wells cases, we could see, you know, other
yeah.
cases go on down
oh,
the
yeah.
road. And we also could see USAA start again to try to ask or stronger you know, some institutions into paying licensing fees. So credit unions certainly at a minimum should, you know, understand what type of technology that they have, have conversations with their vendors and look at their agreements. But ultimately, we're a ways away from seeing any sort of resolution in this matter. But, you know, if you look at worst case scenario,
that was one of my questions.
Then the likelihood is that, you know, using remote deposit capture is potentially going to cost the credit union a lot more, which, you know, that money has to be made up somewhere.
A licensee, and that would come in terms of a licensee fee possibly, or?
Potentially, or yes. There could be other litigation. I mean, there's a whole host of things that USAA could do, but likelihood for them, you know, they really would love to win these test cases and then say, okay, you know, we've won these patents and have everyone fall in line. But as I said, these are tend to be very complex cases. And it's not just one, there are multiple cases, and we don't expect a quick and easy resolution to this.
Yeah, as most things do this. So what can credit unions do in the meantime? I guess do their due diligence, do their research, like you said, get to the area with their vendors who are supplying this technology, and all right, what do we do next, guys? That type of stuff. Oh my gosh. Oh, because this is such, I remember when this technology came out, it was such the rage for a while, and now it's just kind of an understood, expected technology that most financial institutions have. And again, it's one of my favorites, although it's been out for a while now. And I saw this news come down the turnpike, so to speak, went, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to all the credit unions that have this technology? Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. So this could be quite a...
Well, maybe we'll see new and better technology, you know?
That's what I was thinking. Well, that was my next thought. It's like, okay, we got some very brilliant people out there who could create some new technology, and there's a lot of AI, machine learning, and all the data analytics, all that type of stuff out there that they could, you know, kind of reformulate something that doesn't infringe on any of these patents that's going on.
And really, how much longer are we going to be using checks anyway?
That's true. That is true.
Right. A little bit of an overgeneralization.
I know, but yeah, I'd write one check a month probably now.
I would just be like, seriously, this is a serious issue.
Oh, yeah.
We understand how important this is to our members, and we are continuing to track this, monitor it, but also, you know, we are engaging in finding solutions too. So
indeed. All right. One of these where we'll stay tuned for sure. Stay tuned. All right. Anything else on this one, Carrie? Anything else to wrap up here?
No, other than if credit unions have questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me or anyone at NAPQ.
Okay.
And we're happy to have a more detailed conversation and walk a credit union through any potential issues.
Good deal. Good to have you guys there. All right. Thanks again, Carrie. Appreciate the time as always.